A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All his days, sorrow and grief is his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
Out of the depths I will cry to you. Sound of my voice and attend my supplication.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
If you trust in the Lord, my soul. I will trust in his word more than the watchman waits for dawning.
With the Lord there is mercy.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When God, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest, and he asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And so he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build even larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for so many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool. This night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Our last time together for the 11 o'clock Mass. Next week, we know we go till 10 o'clock, and all those who watch live stream, that's what you'll do. We'll go to 10 o'clock for live stream. But again, I set you up as we began the Mass when we sat down for readings, that what is the theme? Now, if I was to come out and ask everybody, I'm sure, would have a different theme to come to mind. But to me, it's all summed up in the last line of the Gospel. "So it will be for those who store up for treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." So in the first reading from Ecclesiasticus, we hear from Koheleth that all is vanity. When you're doing all these things for yourself, it's all vanity. And then in the second reading, it talks about not living for this world, not being greedy, but living for eternal life. And Jesus is telling us the same thing. So the first thing we got to do is listen to what God says, because every time we hear the readings, it's God speaking to us his word. And again, it's not something to get through so we can get communion. It's something that we got to let enter into us and convert our hearts. So the first thing he says is we can't be greedy people. Now, when we hear and talk about greed, we only think about rich people, right? Those are darn greedy, that 1%. It's easy to do that, because that way we can't be convicted ourselves. But I promise you, it's to all of us here. to me, to you. You know, like last night, beginning next week, we won't have anyone to take the 10 o'clock hour for adoration, because the people that are there will be going to the 10 o'clock Mass. And so I got all the people at the 4:15 Mass last night, and I said, okay, Ian's come here every week. Somebody here has to take the 10 o'clock. And everybody's head went down. And I said, would you do it for $1 million? Everyone perked up. And then I said, if you do it for $1 million, but you wouldn't do it for God, you're greedy. And then they thought, I hate you, Father. And it's like some of us, because all of us here, we might say the same thing. But I bet you all of us would do a lot for $1 million. Wonder how many bought, you know, the thing for $1 billion, huh? Went out of your way, spent the $2 to do that. I thought that would have been a great thing. $1 billion, we could have had our whole thing set up for our shrine if we ever get it, make this a shrine. Hey, it's all set. But again, it's about money. It's about things of the world. And so we got to think, what am I motivated by? Am I motivated by money or by God? What would I do for God and what would I do for money? And would I do more for money than I would for God? So the first thing we got to do is let God convict us, not condemn us. That's not what this is about. It's conviction. And then repent. So the first thing we got to do is to stop living for this world only and start living for what pleases God. We got to have repentance, all of us. You can't sit there and think, oh yeah, I wish so-and-so would have heard this homily. You're the one that needs to hear the homily. You're the one, and I'm the one who sits there and can be greedy. Now again, some people say, Father, I don't like listening to you. I agree, I wouldn't listen to me. Listen to God. But I'll tell you, he's going to tell you the same thing because that's what he told me to tell you. Anyway, so we're all greedy in one way or another. So then, that first thing we got to do is repent of that. Then we got to make sure we're living for what pleases God. And the first thing that is we're people of prayer. Now, I constantly talk about prayer, huh? But again, our prayer, and most of you are there, not all. You know, I told Chandler, one of my spiritual directees in seminary, we went out to dinner this past week, and we were talking about things, and I says, you know, I believe 90% of Catholics do not know who Jesus is. And I believe that even more. Huh? Going to church doesn't make you know Jesus. And to know Jesus, and he said, well, Father, and I says, well, again, like I preached 4 weeks years ago, if you remember, on what the statistics were, that only 7% of Catholics do more than what volunteers and are actively involved in the parish, 7%. And then we went through the statistics of our parish, and we're about the same, 7% of you, which means that 93% do not do more than show up at Mass, put in the collection, and then go home. And so part of the reality is if we have this intimacy with Jesus, if we have this committed prayer time every day, then God challenges us. And again, this isn't a thing of condemnation, but of conviction. I need this. The Lord hits me first. That do I listen to him? Do I have this intimacy of relationship? And people of God, what I'd encourage you to do is never leave your prayer time until you've heard from God. Did you hear that? Never leave your prayer time until you've heard from God. Now, that's more than just saying the rosary. It's just more than saying Divine Mercy Chapel. It's just more than saying the prayers you say every day. It's committing time that you listen to the God of the universe. So could you imagine if all of us would not ever leave our prayer until we've heard from God? Now, again, the best way you're going to hear from God is in his word. But again, I'll bet you, even after I'm preaching this, you're going to still keep doing what you do. And that's just fine. But you'll never know Jesus. You'll know about him. You'll know your prayers. You'll be committed, but you won't hear him until you decide that this is a relationship, not just a ritual. So, for us to be living to please God, to live for the next world, we must have committed time in prayer every day where we listen to him so we know and we live what he wants us to know and live. It's just that simple. And then the third part is that, so first we repent when God's calling us to any kind of going deeper. It's never condemnation, but it's always a call to go deeper, to set us free so we're not just living in this world. Because again, in the gospel, when he talks about, here's a guy who built everything for his retirement, and God said, you fool, you're coming home today. And we do realize how many times you've ever been to a funeral with me or heard me preach. But God is love. God is 100% love. And God will give you what you love the most when you take your last breath. So again, bang! You had a heart attack right there. You should be so used to me by now. And you drop dead right there. Bam! And God comes to you and says, I love you. I will now give you what you love the most forever. And would that be him? And could you prove it by the time you give him every day? That you give more time to God than anything else? That's your first priority? If not, okay. Then it's time to work on it. Not like Father scared the heck out of me today. I live for these things. But so am I fully in love with God? And then if I am, the third thing is then I must be a person of love. Like, again, I am hoping I would not be embarrassed at this Mass, but I might be. I wasn't embarrassed last Mass. So, again, as I asked last night at 4:15, Jesus Christ said, all people know you're my disciples because you love one another. Thank you. 4:15, there wasn't a clue, not one clue, that they all sit there and looked at me. I said, oh, come on, people. I've talked about this many times. Don't bother me, Father. But so if Jesus says that the only way, the way that we'll know that we're his disciples if we love each other, that means much more than love is love, please. Love is love as long as you get what you want. Love is sacrificial love. It's the love on the cross. That means we are people who are of service and who volunteer. So let's just look at your life and mine. What do you volunteer for besides your for your family? What do you do to help your parish, to help the community, to help your neighborhood? Or do you do anything? Or do you go, oh, no, I'm too busy. Too busy working on yourself. That's called selfishness. What do you do to give away your life and love for others? Jesus was very busy, but he gave everything for love of us. If we're his disciples, we give everything for love of him and others. So again, am I a person who is generous with my time? Do I volunteer for things, or do I let other people do that? Because, you know, I'm a very busy person, Father. Oh, I know. Oh, please. There is not one of us here that's not very busy. I'm sorry. But the ones who are most busy in my years of experience are the ones that volunteer the most. The ones who are least busy, that have really nothing to do, they're retired, everything else, they volunteer the least. It's amazing to me. Now, this is what God is calling us to. He's calling us to be other-centered. Isn't that what this is all about? Thus will it be for those who store up treasure for themselves. This is condemned by God. Thus will it be for those who build up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. Repentance, prayer, love, service. Love and service is the same. So again, this is a time that we allow God to enter into us and convict us so we can have peace, so we can be happy, so that we can know God's will and live it, so that all of us can live forever. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. That